macaron, yeah, macaron, no, chacarón, 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 chacarón.
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, April 14th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And you are listening to episode 23 of the Jam Hole. Thank you so much for checking out the Monday night show. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am phenomenally good.
Sweet.
Yeah, that is good. So, yeah, that little intro we found there on YouTube, we were looking for a certain video on YouTube that we found, and we'll be playing a little bit later in the show here. But basically, that clip is, to me, what every single artist, song, music, whatever, on MTV sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the radio.
Right.
Which is why I don't tune into either.
Whatever's popular.
Exactly. Like. I would much rather listen to fucking podcasts or internet radio shows than that fucking shit.
Yeah.
And when I do listen to music, it's good. It's not that fucking shit.
Why is it that the good music isn't very popular?
Because the majority of the people that live in this shithole are complete fucking unsavory tards.
I think you got it.
I know I got it. And that's why we're writing this book.
Yeah.
So, yeah, speaking of the book, we started putting together the outline for Life for Dummies, Idiots, and Other Unsavory Types. And, yeah, we outlined all the chapters and stuff. So next week sometime we're going to actually start writing it. Are you excited for that?
I'm pumped.
Have you ever written a book before?
No, have you?
No, just my fucking poems.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're excited. It's going to be great. I just want to mention, if you guys have any questions, anything you want advice on, anything that you even think might be funny for the book, for us to feature in it, definitely send us an email, info@thejamhole.com. In the subject line, just put in shit for your book or whatever. So, yeah, we definitely want to make this as interactive as possible, you know, that way we can, you know, get it out to all these people, and some of them will be like, oh, I submitted something
right.
for this, and it'll be like a big group thing, like a big group orgy, but
yeah.
with words and paper
yeah,
instead of
sex.
Lube and dildos and sex.
Although that might be better.
Yeah, it'd probably be a lot more fun than writing this book.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
A lot more.
I'm going to be like dictating to you and you're going to be like, slow down. Yeah. And then I'm going to punch you and you're going to fucking cry. And then your mom's going to come in and be like,
oh,
I'm going to fuck her.
Deal with
and
this, yeah.
Then that'll just go in the book.
It's just a mess.
It is a mess. So, yeah, speaking of other podcasts, Dirtface wrote into us and answered a couple questions I had asked. And do you remember when I was like, Dirtface, write in with the subject line, yes or no, I am or am not gay?
Yeah.
He actually put that in the subject line.
Nice.
Dirtface, you're an awesome motherfucker. So, let's see. I asked him if he was gay, basically. And he wrote back, greetings, Mr. The Jam Hole. It has recently come upon my attention that you are under the suspicion that I partake in the dangly fruits of the gruffer sex. Being the gruffer sex myself, I find such a notion appalling. I have never participated in such things as snowballing, docking, ass-fisting, or pleather pants. I find my confidence shaken that you would assume that I enjoy fart tacos or teabagging. I especially do not shave the pubis of male prostitutes and make sandwiches out of them. Please note this correction in your file. Thank you for your time. Signed, Mr. Face. So, I wrote back to him, thank you for your swift reply. We figured you were either gay or perhaps you just had a lisp. I will make the correction on Monday's podcast. Again, thank you. Signed, Mr. Hole. So, yeah, apparently Dirtface is not gay. He just talks weird. So, he replied again, ha ha ha, a lisp. You rule. We do kind of rule.
We
huh?
do, thanks.
Thank you. We do rule the school. It's not a lisp in my voice that makes me sound gay. It's that I have this weird upward tonal thing when I end sentences.
It's the things you say with your voice.
I hate it, ha. Huh? Good episode 22, by the way. Go back to saying kaboom when the show starts, though. I fucking love it. Let's see. Then I answered, yeah, for sure. I'm listening to episode 4 right now, cough, cough. And now that you mentioned it, you do have an upward inflection. So is your friend Tom gay? Because he sounds way more gay than you do. Just saying. And yeah, I like to switch up the kaboom thing depending on how stoned I am at the time of recording. I like how you said, let's do some news. That's how we started doing it until we tried to shorten it to do some news or something. Anyways, good show. Keep up the good work. You gonna... Yeah. And then he replied, whatever. That's all I really wanted to get into. And then, we got another message from Rochelle again. And she says, my friend and I were bored and we looked up pictures of hanging clits because there was an article in a magazine about a girl saying her clit was so long it rubbed against the middle of her thigh.
Whoa.
It looks sick. Now, here's the question she asked to us. If you liked a girl and her clit was like a foot long, would you fuck her? Brayden.
No.
No, you wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
I think I would. I would.
I know you would,
I would fucking take like one of those red wiffle ball bats and just beat the shit out of the clit. It would be like one of those Popeye punching bags that is like, brr, 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 you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would fucking do that. She would spread her legs and stand above me and I would just like fucking punch that shit.
Nice.
So yeah, let's see. No, not if it turned out to be a dude. I mean, if it was a really hot girl and her clit was just long and floppy like a noodle. So, I'm thinking more like, what's that one bitch's name? China, the wrestler.
Right.
Because all the steroids and shit she's taken, she has a very elongated clit. You wouldn't do that?
No, steroids will do that to a girl?
I think so.
Really?
They'll shrink up your balls and they'll make a girl's clit like the fucking beast.
I
like
knew they shrank your balls.
That shit reminds me of a tremor, like coming out of the dirt. That's totally funny. What it fucking looks like. So yeah, thank you so much guys for writing in. Again, if any of you out there listening to us have anything to say, either click on the show notes and leave us a comment. That way, you know, we will know what show you were referring to. Or you can always email info@thejamhole.com or send us a MySpace message. MySpace.com/thejamholepodcast. So, what should we do next? Do you want to...
We could...
Should we play that clip?
Yeah, we can play that clip.
Actually, before we do that, I'm going to... I want to have all of our listeners, since every time I ask our listeners to do something, they generally comply. And
well, a few of them.
Well, that's all I asked for, though, remember? I asked for us to be in the top 10 on Podcast Alley just for a moment, and that happened.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And speaking of Podcast Alley, right now we are currently 19 in the comedy rankings. And you know what that means?
What?
We are ahead of Uncast. We're beating you. Brian Is In You. We're beating you.
Oh,
Team Drunk Ottawa.
Brian.
We're beating you.
No surprise.
Spooky in the City. We're beating you.
Never
but he never
to
fucking
one.
Does shows anymore.
Really?
Spooky? Really, dude. Really. And Don and Drew. We are beating their pitiful fucking asses.
That is good to hear.
I made Brayden listen to an episode of the Don and Drew show.
Yeah, I'm lucky to be here still.
What did you think of that?
I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah? I wanted to slit wrists. Notice how my hand like kept going to my knife,
right?
And I was like, oh,
I was like,
God.
Matt, calm down.
Their show is so horrible. And I like at the beginning, they're like, oh, from, what's Adam Curry's thing?
I don't know.
What the fuck is it called?
I was trying not to listen
pod
to
show.
It.
Pod Show. We are another Pod Show legacy or whatever. It's like, dude, Pod Show is totally going under.
Yeah.
Completely.
I can't believe all the good comments they got on
Well, yeah, but
Sally.
Did you read all the bad ones, too?
Yeah, there's a lot of bad
ones.
Yeah,
that just tells me that a lot of people that listen to that show are just fucking retards.
They're as dumb as Don and Drew.
That show is awful.
It's
Don
so
and
boring.
Drew, you guys suck. Oh my god. I would rather fuck a geriatric than listen to that show.
Yeah.
With my dick and you pushing.
Really?
Yes. That show makes me want to I would rather listen to nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, I agree.
And that
I would much rather
fucks
listen to
me up, dude. I cannot deal with that shit. So yeah, what I was going to say is now that you guys, you know, we have fans, we have followers, and you guys are all about doing things to help out the show, this is another free way you guys can help out the show. And we're going to do it also, so you guys won't be the only ones doing it. But I figure since everyone has a cell phone nowadays, generally, you have one,
yeah,
I have
pretty
one.
Much everyone
if
has
we
one.
Have a phone, everyone else has a phone, obviously.
Yeah.
And what I was thinking of doing is all of these... actually, it's just three shows, but they're the three shows that have a lot of listeners, and they're shows like ours. Distorted View, Sick and Wrong, and Brian Is In You. They each have voicemail lines, so you can call them and leave a message, and they play the messages on their shows. So what I want you guys to do, I want to start a campaign here to spread the good name of the Jam Hole. I want you guys to call these podcasts voicemail line, and... I don't care what the fuck you say, as long as it has thejamhole.com in it.
Yeah, just plug the
so
show.
So you could call up Distorted View and be like, hey, Tim, I've never listened to your show, but thejamhole.com, and then hang up. Or whatever.
Whatever,
you know?
Yeah.
If you like it, listen to their show, you know, tell them what you got to say. Just make sure you get thejamhole.com in it. And we're going to be listening, because I listen to these shows anyway, so I'll hear it if you guys are doing it. So.
We're listening.
Get out a pen and paper or a notepad file. Window R, notepad, enter. Okay, are you guys ready? All right. The Distorted View voicemail line is 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-4463. That's Tim Henson, Distorted View. So make sure you call them. Leave a message, something that says thejamhole.com. Sick and Wrong has a drunk dial / voicemail line. That number is 206-666-3846. And all of these have 666 in
yeah,
it, which is awesome.
Weird.
And let's
if
see.
We ever get one, it has to start with
666. Oh, it will be, because we'll probably use the same program they do.
Yeah.
So, and then Brian Is In You. His number is 206-495-6525. So if you guys didn't get that, just rewind the show, listen to it, write them down. And just for the next few weeks, let's try this and see what happens, just for the fuck of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, please do
thejamhole.com. Make sure you say that. I don't give a fuck what else you say. And actually, if you want, when you call Sick and Wrong... tell him that Lance is a douche, thejamhole.com, or something. And
or
then Brian Is In
something.
You. Yeah, call Brian fucking whatever, and then say thejamhole.com. So, yeah, that's that. Check here. If you guys haven't yet voted in April, because it's still April, for thejamhole.com on Podcast Alley, just make sure you guys do that. Like I said, we're 19 in comedy, which is awesome, so we could be higher. And also, we're on dig.com now, so make sure you dig us there.
I don't think anyone's been digging us on Dig.
No, I have and you have, and
yeah,
I think that was it.
That's
but that's
it.
Cool, whatever. Dig's, I just threw it up there just so we're
yeah.
somewhere else. Let's see. The next thing I wanted to talk about... this weekend, I wasn't really doing anything. I was hanging out with Betty One, the older one,
right.
The one that's moving away.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was hanging out there and we were watching a little TV, kind of just hanging out, you know, and that time frame that I watched TV was like the longest time I've watched TV in such a long fucking
like
time.
Actual
probably in
television?
Years. Yeah. Actually sat down with ads. Like when I watch shows, I watch them on my computer. So
right.
There's no ads
yeah,
at all.
Yeah. I can't stand commercials.
No, fuck that shit. I won't.
Yeah.
I will
I
not.
I do not watch
but,
TV.
You know, we were just sitting there hanging out, so I didn't really mind. And after watching that much TV, I really cannot blame people for being how stupid as they are. I just can't. It is completely the television's fault.
I know. The commercials rot your brain.
Completely. Every single fucking ad on there was just some ridiculous... ridiculousness you don't need. It's like a newer version of something else that you didn't need in the first place, all new and improved and extreme.
And there's nothing but infomercials at
night. No, and all it does, I was looking at it, and all of those flashy, pretty lights and sounds are just completely brainwashing you guys. And that's why these people are so fucking stupid.
Yeah, they fall for it.
It's like they're just sleeping all fucking day, just going through life in autopilot.
They're a bunch of robots.
It's fucking sad, so we're gonna try and listen to this show and fucking free your mind.
Yeah, if you're gonna watch TV or movies, watch them on your computer or DVDs. Yeah.
Don't fucking, if for all the amount of advertising that goes into that shit, they should fucking be paying us to watch it.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously.
They should.
That is fucking,
that stuff is garbage.
Oh, it's ridiculous bullshit. And I wish I would have fucking made like a few examples of which ones, but just even all the shows that are on, like this whole new reality TV craze is just so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like
it's so boring.
People's real lives are so fucking dull and monotonous that they have to watch TV and watch someone else's life.
Yeah, some celebrity's life. And you know what's even more sad is those reality TV shows are mostly scripted.
Right. It's
so
not even real reality. It's fucking completely scripted.
It's just called reality television.
And you people buy into it. And it makes me ashamed, once again, to be a human. You guys will fall for fucking anything these days. It's really sad. I shed a tear that night.
Yeah, we're just zombies.
Yeah. So, should we do this or this?
I don't know what this or this is.
All right. Well, let's get into this video clip. Well,
okay,
we're going to play the audio of it. But basically, you guys have been asking, so what's up with Betty Too? You know, is she 18 yet? And did anything happen? And basically, she turned 18 today, I think.
Really?
And yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Betty Too. Congratulations on being 18. But it's real frustrating that, like, no matter what, even though she's 18, she still lives with mom, so you have
right.
to live under mom's
rules.
Her rules.
So
I think we just kind of gave up on it. It was, you know, funny and whatever while it was there, but it's not worth it. It's a lost cause,
yeah, too.
Exactly.
It's just too much work.
So I was listening to Disordered View today, and he played this soundbite from this video that totally reminded me of this thing that that we were kind of doing here, and it just, I heard it, I was like, holy fucking shit, dude. And I fucking,
it's Betty Too.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, dude, busted. So yeah, we're gonna play this clip for you. We'll be back in a minute.
I told her, it's my friend Jimmy.
Your friend, you just lost your car for me.
Why?
Because it's 10 o'clock. Do you know how worried I was about you? I called Angie. You said you were going to Angie's house. She said she hadn't seen you. Who's Jimmy?
My friend Jimmy.
Wait, from where?
He went to Willow Glen. How did you meet him?
My face.
Oh.
Okay, you're grounded. You are absolutely grounded.
You are absolutely grounded.
Kevin didn't know where you were. Danny didn't know where you were. Kevin didn't know where you were.
You called Kevin?
Oh, yes. My God.
Why would you call Kevin?
You cunt.
Kevin. We called everybody.
Cue the tantrum.
This is out of control.
Ben.
I was ready to call the police.
Why? Oh. I'm 18 years old.
I am 18.
My
and like a whore.
I understand. I understand. But I'm 18 years old.
I don't care.
MySpace? You know that could have been a pedophile?
That's her brother.
That could have been a pedophile.
A murderer.
A murderer. You could have been raped. You could have been raped.
I thought you were dead.
You could have been raped in the ass.
Raped in the butt.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
In the book.
You called me twice.
You're grounded, honey.
Yeah.
It was in the other room. We had this conversation.
Oh, you are so grounded.
You are so done.
About
you being a whore. Remember that conversation?
And not coming home and not telling me.
I'm 18.
In the butt.
In the butt. What?
As long as you live here.
What?
You tell me where you're at.
Okay, so I'm 18, so you have to know where I'm at every second of the day.
I don't even believe she's 18 after hearing this.
She just lost her car for a week.
1 week.
1 week, no car.
I think it should be more than that.
Let's see a whore around without a car.
MySpace. Can you find a nice guy somewhere else?
That's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
In the butt.
In the butt.
Where do you physically meet this guy? At his friend's house.
MySpace. Ooh. Was his friend on MySpace too?
No.
Yeah.
Who is his friend?
He's on Match.com.
Who is his friend?
Totally lying.
And how'd you meet his friend?
Oh, yeah.
Kristen. What?
You need to get some sense in your head. You could have been raped.
She should have got some sense raped into her.
I'm not even laughing. You could have been raped in the butt.
You could have been raped in the butt.
You could have been raped.
In the butt.
That's awesome.
You could have been raped.
In the butt.
Oh, and by the way.
No, no, I didn't.
How could you even think of that? Get some sense in your head.
There's where she shows that she's 18.
This is not a joke.
YouTube. MySpace.
You know what?
This is going on YouTube.
Not funny.
Your brother's
kind
of a douche.
That's why you're laughing. That's why you're laughing.
She's crying.
No,
I'm telling you what,
in
the butt. You're going over the
in
line.
In the butt. In the butt. Look at that. Look at that. See that girl over there? She has been raped in the butt.
Whoa,
oh, look at that.
You do this?
Ooh, I got caught.
You're a whore. This is a family video that will go down in history.
This is an awesome family video.
But I'm 18. I need my vagina fucked.
It's gonna be deleted anyway.
No, no,
turn
it's
it
not.
Off and go downstairs
right,
and
going
play
downstairs.
With your friend Nick.
Computer.
In the butt, on my face, in the butt, in the butt.
Okay, that's enough.
In the butt. So yeah, that. Not saying that, you know, Betty is a slut or anything. I mean, by no means. She's, an 18-year-old religious version.
Right.
Just the whole, like, I'm going to maybe sneak out, but then mom might catch me. This is exactly what it would have sounded like.
Yeah, if that
like.
Would have happened,
yeah.
This is what would have
exactly.
Went down if she
and where'd you meet him? Well, he delivered where I worked at. You met him on MySpace. You're grounded.
You whore. You could have gotten raped.
Oh, God. So that's fun. And, we usually don't play sound clips during the show because we don't like to edit, but all we pretty much did was stopped it, threw the sound in, and then resumed.
Yeah, we
so
can handle doing that.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. So, that was that. The next thing I wanted to mention before we do snooze is that on this Friday, Sean will be back. And now, back, what was it, four years ago, I used to run this site called mindorgy.net, and it was just like an everything-nothing kind of site, and me and Sean started this spoofed Ask Dr. Phil page, and I was pretty good at Google at, keywording and all that to get it up in the search engines, and I made this image with Dr. Phil wearing these big, bright red flower glasses and this big cheetah pimp hat and all that shit, and I did all the search terms right so that in Google, when you typed in Ask Dr. Phil, my site for the Ask Dr. Phil thing, mindorgy.net, Ask Dr. Phil, would come up in like the top five hits.
That's awesome.
So we basically got all these fucking tired ass, defeated housewives and guys and just the cream of the crop of human civilization.
All the fucking losers.
I totally just drooled again.
Awesome.
But yeah, the best of the best of people just writing in, thinking it was really Dr. Phil and asking questions. So every Friday, because Sean was basically Dr. Phil, he's going to come on and we're going to do like, you know, five questions or so every Friday.
Yeah.
So if you guys do have any, you know, questions that you yourselves written or anything you want to ask our quote Dr. Phil stand-in, then definitely email info@thejamhole.com with Ask Dr. Phil in the subject line. So you got anything else before we do some news?
Let's do some news.
Let us do some news. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
You I got cunt. You again.
You fucking, you must be reading me or something.
I'm psychic.
You're in my head, yep. And I do not like it. So what do you got there for us? Do some news. Episode 23 of The Jam Hole.
Court won't hear a young killer's appeal.
Ooh.
Ooh. The Supreme Court refused Monday to review a 30-year prison sentence for a teen who was 12 when he killed his grandparents in South Carolina.
Whoa.
Yeah.
12?
12 years
and
old.
And killed his grandparents.
Yep.
Now, see, that kind of leads me to believe that maybe the grandparents did something a little off.
Or they're just old and you're just putting them out of their
memory. Well, or that. But you think, when you're 12 years old, you're to me at least, when I was younger, going to Grandma and Grandpa's house meant going to Toys R Us and getting the shit spoiled out of us. Toys and games and, you know, eating ice cream. It was just a fun time. I couldn't have imagined.
Yeah, grandparents were awesome when you were a kid.
Yeah, exactly. It was always my understanding that the grandparents are there to spoil the kids, basically. So that leads me to believe that this something happened. I think a little what in the butt. You want to put it in my butt? In the butt. You
wanted to put it in his butt, but he wouldn't allow it.
So.
Lawyers from Christopher Pittman wanted the justices to examine whether for long prison term for the child violates the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. With no possibility of parole, he will be 42 before he is released, they said.
Now, this would be a good time to do a little experiment. Like, what do you think would happen? You put in a kid 12 till 42, that's when all of their major things, puberty, all that shit.
All the key things that happen in life.
He's going to miss it. So basically, he's going to come out of this just completely ruined.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much. He's not going to be able to function in society like a normal person.
No, I think he would function if he went right into the military.
Yeah.
But being left alone to just live a normal life and not have structure, not have any kind of order, I think you're just asking for a serial killer.
Well, someone who's in prison for that long is so used to that kind of structure that they probably can't handle being free.
Right,
anymore.
So they might as well just either leave him in there forever or kill him.
Or make him join the military.
Right.
Since recruitment's low anyway.
Yeah, no shit. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Oh, remember, were you there at Lawrence Park when we were Falfin and those, what were they, the Navy guys were running
there.
Around? Dude, we were at this park, Falfin, and there's these runners just running by, and, you know, some of them were older, some of them were younger and shit, and as they go by us, we're standing there looking like fucking scrubs, smoking cigarettes with our hoodies on.
Falfin.
Just Falfin, you know, having a good time. And as they run by us, what did that one guy say?
He's like, sign up for the military, son.
Sign up for the Navy, son.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
That.
And we all just like looked at him like, yeah, fucking
laughed.
Right. Sign up to lick my balls, son, because that ain't gonna happen. So yeah, that just reminded me of that. I just wanted to get that out and recorded so I can move on.
Right. South Carolina
right.
contended the punishment is proportionate. Whoa, that was
nice.
Hard, yeah.
You got through it.
I did.
I am proud of you. You're 18 and kicking ass.
To the crime and said there is a national trend of increased punishment for young, violent criminals.
Well, if you go easy on these kids when they're young, they're going to think that that's the way to do it their whole lives.
Yeah.
And then when they do something bad again and the shit really comes down on them, they're going to be like, well, why? You guys went easy on me when I was a kid. It's like, because you were a kid, retard. Now you're
obviously.
An adult, at like a fucking adult, you know?
But if you're going to be in prison for that long at that young of an age, you're probably not going to grow up.
Well, no, not at all. Or you're going to grow up knowing only. I mean,
you're going to be like a child.
When you grow up, you grow up according to how your environment was, what you're around. So that kid's around, you know, jail and prisoners and shit like that.
Other criminals.
Yeah, of course he's going to turn into a hardened fucking criminal.
Yeah,
no,
it's probably going to make him worse.
Yeah, you think? What a. Oh, God. Just
idiots.
Kill him.
Yeah, that or they need...
Kill him or find out what the fuck his grandparents did, and maybe he should just be let go and, you know, let his parents fucking try again. That's all I'm saying.
Just an idea.
Just an idea. Just throwing it out there, and yes, that will probably be in the book.
Pittman used a shotgun to shoot Joe and Joy Pittman in their bed and then set fire to their home in 2001. During his trial 4 years later, Pittman's attorney unsuccessfully argued the slayings, nice, they use that word
slayings.
Again, were influenced by the antidepressant Zoloft, a charge that maker of the drug vigorously denied.
So
see, that's the first time I've heard Zoloft.
Yeah, right?
Usually it's like, Paxil or Prozac or something? That people were like getting suicidal when
that was actually killing them. It wasn't Paxil, it was, fuck.
It started with a P, I think.
I thought Provigil. Is
Provigil?
What it was, I think.
No,
I don't
Provigil
know.
Is not even an antidepressant.
No, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it killed a bunch of people. But Zoloft is an antidepressant, so it seems like it wasn't really doing the trick.
Yeah,
there.
It was kind of making them worse.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court appeal dealt only with the length of Pittman's sentence. Quote, the unwillingness of U.S. jurisdictions to punish 12-year-olds is harshly reflects a societal consensus and lengthy imprisonment without possibility of parole constitutes extensive punishment as applied to 12-year-old children, Pittman's lawyers wrote in asking the Supreme Court to take the case.
So they're saying that's too long and you're going to ruin him, basically.
Yeah, well, like what we're saying, too.
But then again, I mean, he didn't just kill him. He killed him and set fire to the house. This is kind of like the Amityville murders with DeFeo. That's kind of...
Right, he like probably...
He didn't burn the
execution
house or anything,
style,
but,
shot him right in the head.
Yeah, so yeah, he probably is a little fucked up.
Yeah, that was probably going a little too far.
Just a little.
The South Carolina Supreme Court said Pittman's age... belied the complexity of his crime. He planned a double murder, executed an escape plan, and concocted a false story of what happened.
Nice.
The state high court said in upholding the punishment.
Yeah, so if he like made up a whole elaborate backstory and all, guilty.
Yeah,
sorry.
Definitely.
I don't, unless they were, you know, seriously bad to him and he's like, oh, I'm going to get them back. And then he planned it out.
But what are grandparents going to do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The only thing I could think of is that they either took away his pony or someone got. Finger what in the butt.
Yeah. So, it's got to be one of those.
Yeah.
The state also pointed in recent examples of children as young as 13 receiving sentences of up to life in prison.
Well, it depends what they did, you know. Eye for an eye is what I think, you know. If you should treat people the way you want to be treated, and if people are fucking with you and doing that kind of shit, then dude, fucking retaliate.
Yeah.
Or you could turn the other cheek and get your little butt raped the rest of your life. I don't care.
Do you think if you can charge, like, someone who's 13 with, you know, an adult crime, you think they'd be old enough to do a lot of other things?
Yeah, right. But, and it varies state to state, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It depends on the crime. It depends on how much remorse they show and all that shit.
And how they did it and everything.
Right. See, I would just do it and then just go completely nuts, plead insanity,
right.
And, you know, walk around fucking retards in the mental ward the rest of my life.
Oh, you probably wouldn't even be there your whole life if you plead insanity.
Yeah,
plead
you could
insanity.
Fake them out and be like, oh, I'm feeling much better now.
Yeah, you'd probably be there for, like, a few years at least,
hey,
but I mean,
vacation, vacay, man.
Yeah, just get to be lazy, I guess.
Fuck yeah.
Quote, simply because the combination of factors justifying adult punishment for those so young does not happen often, does not mean that when it does, the Eighth Amendment forbids a sentence that appropriately addresses society's need for retribution in
What's the word?
Incapacitation?
What?
Yeah.
Incapacitation.
Incapacitation. Wow.
Holy fuck. That word just fucked us both.
Yeah, I butchered that word.
Wow.
And deterrent said State Attorney General Henry McMaster.
McMaster. McBader.
McMaster Bader. Sounds like something on like a fast food menu. McMaster.
Like a McDonald's. A McNasty.
A McNasty. A McDisgusting.
Yeah.
Each year, about 200,000 defendants under 18 are treated as adults, according to the National Center for Juvenile Justice.
As they should be.
Yeah, well, there's so many fucked up kids
Let's
out there.
Let's clean house, man. Kill them all.
Kill them all.
Is that it for
That's
that story?
About it.
All right, well, let's get into something a little greener here. Scientists seek marijuana smokers for study. This comes out of Iowa City. A group of University of Iowa scientists is looking for marijuana smokers to help gain insight into the drug's effects, and they plan to pay subjects as much as $600 to smoke their pot.
And they can do that legally?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I don't see why not. It's a controlled scientific research study. I mean, how do you find out about the effects of LSD and ecstasy back in the 70s
Yeah, well,
and 60s?
Scientists were taking that shit
right.
all
well,
the time.
Well, they would do these studies.
Yeah.
And, I mean, fuck, dude, $600 I probably spend $600 a month in buying weed. So I could just stop doing that, move to Iowa, and get paid to smoke weed.
Should we move to Iowa now?
Dude, I might have to. If we have any listeners in Iowa City...
We do, actually.
Do
well,
we?
Rochelli's from Iowa.
Nice. Rochelli, get us a couple of plane tickets because we're moving in. We're going to live there, podcast, and smoke pot.
Well, and make
Fuck
money.
Yeah.
We'll
and
make money
paid.
Podcasting and smoking weed.
Fuck yeah. The study examines how marijuana affects brain function and cognition with particular attention to the duration of use and the age of first use. See, I've been smoking weed since I was like 2, so I would be probably a pretty good subject for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been smoking?
Probably like 4 years.
Oh, I'm beating your ass yeah, all over the place. That's right. Johnny Richter, bring it, son. I said it before. Come on. I will outsmoke you.
One of these days.
Oh, man. I can't wait. The measure is brain... I almost read that over.
Ooh.
The measure is brain imaging studies and achievement tests such as for math and verbal skills. Oh, so you gotta do fucking math problems?
That sucks.
That's gonna be just like my high school year, being stoned trying to get through fucking math
just
class.
Be like going... Well, at least Perfect. You get paid $600 to do
that
it.
That is true.
And it's free weed.
That is also
so
true.
So, that's worth it.
I'm not seeing the downside.
There's always... Well, there's always, Watch, you know, the well, bad that comes with the good.
Yeah, we'll probably read down halfway in the article... It'll be like, some participants may have to have gay sex in order
yeah,
to go, or something, you know, it'll be something stupid like that. Robert Block, or Dick Block, or...
Cock Block?
Bob Block. An associate professor in the school's Department of Anesthesia and the lead investigator on the project said the group is looking for pot users and control subjects who consume alcohol and tobacco, but not marijuana, for the study. Subjects receive $20 for an initial screening session, and those who participate fully pocket $600 and a sweet buzz.
That's awesome.
I wonder if you could just be like, can you just pay me in pot? And I wonder yeah. if it's really good weed or if it's like just shitty
Mexican...
Well,
it's
Mexican.
Government weed, I'm sure.
Well,
I mean, if it's...
I mean, someone has to grow study. It.
Yeah.
And if it's if the government is any fucking testified to like how their shit's going to be, it's probably going to be shitty.
Probably.
Shitty weed.
Well, it's
still... going to be like half-assed done. And
I'd
all,
probably take $600
it'll
in
be
shitty
weed.
It'll
be all fat
though.
And overweight and nasty tasting.
It'll just be full of seeds and stems.
Quote, the hypothesis is that people that use it at an early age have a greater effect, and the longer a person uses it, the greater the effect, said Block. And see, for how long I've been using it, I am in full effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in less effect, because, you know.
I affect even more.
Yeah.
I am the effective. I'm effective, is what I meant. Names of people in the study are protected from disclosure by a federal certificate that guarantees confidentiality.
Nice.
Quote, even if the police issue a subpoena, it could be refused, Block said. As a researcher, we would normally promise the subject confidentiality, and we do, but without this certificate, we don't have the right to refuse a subpoena. So, having that certificate is key.
Yeah, to, you cannot get in trouble for doing this.
Right. And I'll be like, hey. He made me do it.
Yeah.
He paid me
he
to do it.
He said it was okay.
He paid me to do it.
Yeah, blame that guy.
Fuck that guy. Subjects would be expected to commit about 60 hours to the study, including a lengthy screening and 2 overnight hospital stays, according to Block. I could just imagine the overnight stay. It's like just a bunch of people sitting around getting stoned, watching movies and shit.
Yeah.
And getting paid. Fuck
but
yeah.
You gotta do math problems and stuff, too.
Yeah, well, whatever. I'll bring a calculator.
Yeah.
Fuck it. The user group will each be given a tobacco cigarette-sized marijuana joint supplied by the National Institute on Drug Abuse to smoke when they first arrive at the hospital. The tests begin 24 hours later. Now, see, if I smoked a joint and then a day later they tested me, I'd be like, I need another joint because I'm totally not stoned
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Even like 4 hours later.
Yeah, 4
like,
hours later, I want to smoke more.
Can I have more, please? Because this ain't phasing me
yeah,
at all.
24 hours later, I don't see how that would do any good doing the math problems because you'd be like you were before you smoked.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I think they're testing is like the effects a day or two later.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like,
then they should have to test you before you smoke at all.
Right, to get a control
yeah.
on you. But see, I think it's more of a group thing.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like an orgy.
Well, that way
with
they can
less penis.
They'll get an average
right.
kind of thing.
Block said that depending on the results, the study might ultimately be used to support political positions on marijuana, such as whether there should be harsher criminal penalties, whether it should be decriminalized, or whether it should be allowed for medicinal purposes.
It's already allowed for medicinal purposes.
Right, in some states,
yeah.
not all of
oh,
them.
Oh, that's true.
They harsher criminal penalties, how, really.
Yeah, come
because
on.
Because it's a plant.
Right?
But
that
we
God
can,
created for
right.
us to smoke.
But we can get drunk in bars and fuck fat, nasty chicks
yeah.
all night long.
Because that's so much better.
Well, yeah, and they want us to do that.
Yeah. Because
then we'll have to reproduce with them, and then we'll be stuck with them, and
right.
then we'll make a family, and that's good for the
and
economy.
And then we'll kill our wives because we're just
yeah,
fucking
right.
alcoholics. quote, beating them.
Quote, because it is a politically sensitive topic, if results show bad effects, it might be used by people who oppose drug use. If they are negative, it might be cited by people who support marijuana use for political purposes.
I doubt it's going to be negative.
Well, it depends what kind of people they get in there. If they get just scummy fucking
a bunch of shitty
idiots,
stoners.
People that are stupid before they get stoned. That's why I agree with you where they should test everyone before they get stoned and then go in after. Because
that way, every person you can tell, it's like, well, they were just stupid to begin with.
Right.
But there's no change after they smoke.
And I mean, I don't
stupid.
Know. What kind of people are in Iowa? Corn huskers and farmers
probably
and
not
shit?
The brightest.
Be like, math problems? Well, I reckon I can't do those. I don't
probably,
even know how to read.
Probably just going to get a bunch of high school dropouts and stuff.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, so I don't know. That might not be too
good. So, smoking weed and getting paid $600 to do it. Yes or no?
Do I even have to say?
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's
yes. So, what's the next story you got there?
This is local.
Ooh, some local snooze?
Some local. This is from
Nice.
Deer Lodge.
Ooh, Deer Lodge is where the nasty prison is,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yep, the big prison.
Mm.
Convicted sex offender, accused cannibal, Bar Jonah, dies in prison.
Aww, he died?
That sucks.
Aww.
Convicted sex offender Nathaniel Bar Jonah, who authorities accused of killing and cannibalizing a young boy in Great Falls, was found dead in a cell early Sunday at the Montana State Prison.
What a sweet place to die.
Yeah, right?
I mean, in prison, I couldn't make up a better place that I would want to die than in prison.
Why is that?
Because it's just a beautiful, ironic ending to a worthless life.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Well, I mean, he was going to die in there anyway. He had a 130-year sentence for kidnapping, sexually assaulting, and choking a teenage neighbor boy.
Choking. Ooh.
Yeah, you might watch. Be
that
careful, Matt.
Me on a
be
little.
Careful.
The choking part.
Yeah. In 2000, authorities also charged Bar Jonah with murder in the 1996 disappearance of a 10-year-old, Zach Ramsey. Authorities said they had evidence suggesting Bar Jonah had butchered the boy and disposed of his body in meals served to neighbors.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Brutal.
That is brutal.
Nice, dude.
Wow.
He's going in the book for sure. Yeah. How to entertain dinner guests, chapter 1.
Feed them the neighbor boy.
They'll be happy because there's no more annoying screaming kids, and it tastes fantastic.
Yep.
Ting.
It's meat on the table.
I'm bringing home the beef.
Literally. They were later forced to dismiss the murder charge after Ramsey's mother said she would testify she believed her son was still alive. What a stupid cunt.
Right.
Just put him
like,
in jail.
He's still alive. I can feel it.
Yeah, it's like, well, put him in jail anyway.
The only reason
Don't
you can
that.
Feel it is because you ate part of it.
That's why, right?
He's giving
I
me
can
indigestion.
Feel him just in my heart. No, right? That's in your intestines.
Yes.
Kind of backed up.
I just dumped out this kid. Oh, man.
It's the only time you can say you shit a 10-year-old.
Yep. Are you shitting me? No, but I'm shitting him.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh. Sunday morning, shortly after shift change at 6 a.m., Bar Jonah was found unresponsive in his cell, prison spokeswoman Linda Moodray said.
With a broomstick in his ass.
Probably.
What?
In the butt. Quote, emergency medical response was initiated, and he was transported to Powell County Memorial Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 7:06 a.m.
Really, though? They tried to resuscitate him?
Yeah, why would you bother?
Why?
He's dead. Just, okay, he's dead. Don't
but
do
seriously,
anything.
He's a fucking, he's a convicted sex offender that
right.
ate a kid and fed him to neighbors.
Yeah, why would you try and bring him back so you can put him back in prison?
We need 50 cc's of adrenaline, stat! Give me the paddles. Clear.
We need to keep him alive so he
someone,
can just rot in jail.
Someone give him mouth to mouth. Quick, we're losing him. I'm not going to let you go. Damn it. Live. Damn it. Live.
You think the people that were trying to bring him back really gave a shit?
They were probably like spitting in his mouth and punching him and shit.
Just not even trying, really.
Yeah, right. They're like, really? You want me to do what?
Yeah, you want me to bring this criminal back to life?
No.
He's dead. The problem's solved.
Idiots.
Moodray said the cause of death is unknown at this time. She added that Bar Jonah had been in poor health recently and said an autopsy will be performed by the state medical examiner to determine cause of death. Well, no wonder he's in poor health. He's in prison.
You know what would have been funny?
Well,
if he died from indigestion.
Oh!
Taking a point for that one.
Was
that it?
That's about it.
All right. Next story. World Peace Hitcher is murdered.
This is a couple days old. But
yeah, it's cool,
it's gold.
An Italian woman artist who was hitchhiking to the Middle East dressed as a bride to promote world peace has been found murdered in Turkey.
Irony.
Yeah, this is the picture of irony here.
Yeah.
The naked body of Giuseppina Pasqualino Di Mari. Fuck me. I have another name.
I'm glad you took that one.
Yeah, right. 33, known as Pipa Baca, was found in bushes.
Pipa Baca.
Pipa Baca.
Waka Waka.
Was found in bushes near the northern city of Gebze on Friday. She said she wanted to show that she could put her trust in the kindness of local people.
What an idiot.
No, really. I trust people. No
yeah,
problem.
No one's going to do anything.
No one's ever been raped or murdered or anything here.
That never happens.
I mean, we're humans. We're all civilized adults here. Yeah. No,
we're not
shit.
Crazy.
Turkish police said they have detained a man in connection with the killing. Reports say the man led the police to the body. Miss Di Marino was hitchhiking from Milan to Israel and the Palestinian territories with a fellow douchebag artist on their, quote, Brides on Tour project.
That's even worse than if it was, like, in the States or something. That's
I know, right?
If I can...
You would get your ass raped so quickly doing that shit.
I do not feel sorry for this fucking bitch at all. Because,
no.
I mean, you know, yeah, it's fucked up that that happens, but you gotta...
Are you surprised?
You're asking for it
are
by
you
doing
surprised?
That. Not at all.
This, yeah, you're asking for this, like, little whore 14-year-olds dressing up like little... Like, they're going out to clubs.
Right.
Dressing up like Bratz dolls
and then getting
or Paris
raped.
Hilton. And then they get fucking raped and pregnant, and then their parents are like, oh my god, we never saw this coming.
It's like, it's look like, at how she dresses.
You're the fucking dipshit that let her go out in whore clothes, and you didn't see this coming? Do you need glasses?
Take
idiot.
Care of your kids, please.
Holy shit. Take care of them so we don't have to, if you know what I mean.
We're the ones having to fucking rape them.
Exactly. I have to deal with this shit, so fucking take care of them. Ground those bitches. Take away their MySpace and their fucking cell phones
and
their cars for a week.
Yes, at least.
At least, or they'll get raped in the butt.
What?
In the butt. You want to put it in my butt?
In my
the
butt?
Oh, God. Miss Di Marino was last seen on March 31st in Gebze. An Italian embassy official told the Associated Press news agency police tracked the man when he put a new SIM card into Miss Di Marino's mobile phone. So the guy was like watching her as she went state to state, and he'd be like, the dot would stop, and he's like, oh, she's getting raped.
Yeah, right.
He got her like sloppy fucking 50 seconds or something like that.
Well, how do you think she was getting rides?
Yeah.
Whoa. What do you think she was doing?
If you know what I mean. Miss Di Marino's sister, who had gone to Turkey to look for her, identified the body. An autopsy is being conducted in Istanbul. Quote, her travels were for an artistic performance and to give a message of peace and of trust, but not everyone deserves trust, another sister told the news agency.
Well, now the message is there is no peace and you can't trust anyone.
No shit. And the Middle East, of all places.
Yeah, of all places.
Gee, let's think of
what
the most...
What do you think's gonna happen?
Well, when you think of the most peaceful place on Earth, I think of the Middle East.
Yeah.
I mean, they've never had a war, they've never had a dictator, nothing like that. They have a perfect track record.
Yeah, they're one of the best places to be, I'd have
They
to
have
say.
As good of a track record as the South did back in the day of civil wars for hanging niggers.
Yeah.
If you want to fucking put it in perspective here, that this lady by herself walking through the Middle East is like a black dude walking through fucking downtown Alabama during the fucking slave days. You
yeah,
know?
And plus she's You're, a woman, which makes it even worse.
Well, no shit. And she's walking around in a bride costume without her husband there. In most of those countries over there, women aren't even supposed to walk around without their husband anywhere, let
or
alone
walk around showing anything.
Yeah, exactly. So, you kind of had that coming, if you know. You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know.
I know.
So, yes or no?
I'm for it.
Raping, murdering hitchhikers.
If she deserves it because
she deserved
idiot.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, what do you got there?
Actually, shouldn't we get in some of these profiles? before.
You want to do those?
Let's
and then
do those.
We'll do the local roundup.
Or should we do the roundup right now?
No, let's do some of these profiles here. So, we were looking on Match.com just for the fuck of it to see if there were any people we knew on there.
Yeah,
females
from around here.
Yeah, from around here. And I was very surprised at how many whores are on Match.com. A couple of them I recognized just from seeing in town. One of them worked at this gas station I used to deliver food next to. So, yeah. We're going to read some of these profiles, and basically keep in mind that by these girls putting up a profile on Match.com with this, Match.com is the perfect premier tool for serial killers.
Yeah, if you want to find someone and kill them, that's the place to go, because you
right.
can find out where they hang out,
and,
like everything.
Between using Match.com, and you have to log in to get any of this stuff, but then there's this great little site called BugMeNot.com. Yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it.
Not till today?
Not till today.
That's right. You've heard of it, because
I'm going to remember it now.
So anytime you go to a website and it asks you for a login and you don't want to make one, you go to bugmenot.com, type in the web address, the URL of the place you're trying to log into, and more times than not, there will be a login there for you. And it gives you as many logins as it has for that site, and it gives you a rating of how many times it's worked
how
and
good
shit.
It is.
So it's an awesome site. So we found one, and when we logged in, it said, "Welcome, Big Dick McGee." So, perfect name to go under when looking for love on Match.com.
Definitely. I couldn't think of a better name myself.
Excuse me. I almost just swallowed my burp. That was gross.
Awesome.
So, when we were looking at these, it kind of got me thinking, maybe I should set up a profile on Match.com, like a real one, but fucking around and see what kind of people, and maybe I'll go on some dates with some of these people just to talk about on this show.
Exactly.
I know I'm not kidding myself. I'm not saying it's for the show, but really I'm trying to find someone on there. Really, I'm not. This is all jokes. Ha ha ha. So let's see. The first whore we have here, JW Fab 8988. Her headline is "Fun Smiley Face." She is an 18-year-old woman in Kalispell seeking men 19 to 25. Let's see. For fun, she listens to music, watches movies, hangs out, or going for drives. She works at Burger King. See, right there. If you were a serial killer, you saw her picture, boom, I work at Burger King.
It's like, oh, yeah,
now
she lives in Kalispell and works at Burger King.
Well,
you know where to look for.
Yeah, all these live in Kalispell because that's what we typed in for the zip code.
That is true.
So all you have to do is, now you know this, you go to Burger King and case the place till you see her, you follow her around, get her routine, and bam, one down.
Yep.
So, let's see, her favorite hot spots. There isn't really anywhere here to just hang out besides the movies, whore. Her favorite things are reading, movies, Chinese food, Mexican food, cooking, drawing, writing.
And being a whore.
And being a whore. Here's what she says about herself. "I'm not very picky about who I date, but I really don't like them to smoke or drink. I love just hanging out. I don't care if they spend a lot of money on me, just as long as it's fun and meaningful." Now, spending a lot of money says gold digging whore all over it. But then she's like, fun and meaningful. So she's a meaningful. I don't get that.
Well, she said you don't have to spend a lot of money.
No, she says, "I don't care if they spend a lot of money on me, just as long as it's fun and meaningful."
Okay.
What a fucking whore.
Wow.
"I'm happy with someone who will have fun and like me for me."
Yeah, good luck.
Which means she must have a real snappy personality.
Yeah.
Whore number two, M. Marilyn M. Monroe. Her little headline is "Your Own Personal Marilyn Monroe, Minus the Barbiturates." She is a 27-year-old woman from Kalispell seeking men 21 to 48. Boom. And she has a lot of pictures on here. She's kind of cute, but you can tell it's like the MySpace angle because she's fat. She has big boobs, which means all of her pictures are at a downward angle showing.
Can't see her stomach.
Only her face and her cleavage.
Yeah, and her arms,
but then,
which what gives
you,
her
what
fatness
did you,
away.
Yeah, say that again.
Well, how you tell is you just look at how fat their arms are.
Arms will give it away every time.
Yeah, if they have huge arms, they got a huge gut to go with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So
And big tits, too, also says it, too.
Right. Well, sometimes.
I mean,
if
she's got the big arms and no stomach showing and big tits, it's a guaranteed
it's a fat chick.
Fatty.
It's a porker, yeah. For sure. Because all fat girls have big tits.
Right.
So then you take how many big-titted girls are not fat girls, and it slims down.
Right.
No pun. Yeah. So what she says is, first of all, thank you for stopping and giving me a moment of your attention. I am an out-of-the-ordinary woman who enjoys the odd things in life. I find humor in situations most people do not. So you could actually take her out on a date, rape her, and then start laughing and be like, but
I was just kidding.
You said you found humor in weird situations. It don't get any weirder than this.
Yeah, you should be laughing your ass off.
That's right. And I do believe that would hold up in court.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Want to try it?
And you can imagine the humor. What?
Want to try it?
I might.
She's your age.
Yeah, fucking A. I find humor in situations most people do not, and you can imagine the humor I find in situations that are seriously funny. Oh, I could imagine. Oh, my God.
You should take this girl out.
I should take her out and bury her out in the woods.
You should grunge
somewhere.
Fuck her. Have you heard have you heard of the grunge fuck?
No, what's the grunge fuck?
Well, you take a girl out to a really nice dinner, like pretty fancy and expensive. And
like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay.
And during the dinner, you take her to the bathroom and, yeah, have sex with her. And while you're fucking her in the ass, you slam her head into the mirror as many times.
Holy shit.
And when you're right about to come, you snap her neck so her asshole gets really tight.
Holy shit, Braden. Wow.
You never heard of that?
No, but now I am going to try it.
All right. That's
fuck
good to
yeah.
hear. Next time, you take out Betty 1 or 2.
That's it. Grunge fuck yep. all the way. Oh, man. Let's see. I love to laugh, and when I laugh, don't be surprised or worried when my massacre runs and I stop breathing temporarily.
Whoa.
Massacre?
Weird. She's going to massacre you.
I think she was trying to spell, what's that word? Mascara.
Mascara? She was fucking way off.
She typed massacre. Wow. Smart and curvy.
Yeah, well, she
and
is
that,
blonde.
And that's another thing that gives away the fat chicks in body type. If it says either a little extra or curvy, they're probably fat.
Or it doesn't say anything at all.
Right. That's a key. Yeah. That's a red flag right there.
It's like, oh,
there.
I'm fat. I'm just not going to say anything. So
you better be expecting a 50-yard fake out, also known as butterface.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that shirt?
Her boobs look good, man, but her face.
Have you seen that shirt that's just a blank shirt, but on the front it says you looked better on MySpace?
Oh, snap.
That's a
no,
sweet
I haven't,
shirt.
But that's pretty funny. Let's see. I stop breathing temporarily. Just know you have charmed me. Mm. Or if we're out
or
on
if
a date
her in the gut.
And when she gets out of your car, her panties are still sitting in the car, you know you've charmed her.
Yep.
Just saying.
She's ready.
That's right. I also find gross things very fascinating and intriguing.
Oh, she's
since
probably in
childhood.
She'd love your scat porn folder.
Oh, I bet. She'd love a little poop duke.
Yep.
That could be why I work in surgery. Ooh. So we could play doctor.
Nice.
I am a detective at heart and love a good investigation. I can come across to be very trusting and naive. However, don't take me for granted.
I'm not trusting at all. I'm a fucking scheming whore.
Right. I'm completely nuts like every other woman in this valley. I am an intelligent woman. Because you can spell mascara, right? Who has not a problem in initiating my own investigation on whoever may cross my path.
I'm surprised you got investigation right.
Right. The internet is a frightening place, and one must always be conscientious. So that means basically she's going to do a background check before anyone dates her. So.
That's funny that she said that, and she's one of the people who were reading on her
show. I know,
show.
Right? On fucking Match.com.
Be careful, yeah, because your profile is on an internet radio show now.
Okay, let's go
do
to
that whore right there.
Number three, Haley 6990.
69?
Look at her. She is a whore.
She's got whore written
Man,
all over
she's
her.
She's got big Dick McGee written all over her. her headline says, come get me. Ooh. 21-year-old woman seeking men 18 to 35. What a whore. Holy shit. For fun, dance, exercise, shop, get coffee, tan. Favorite things, shopping, dancing, tanning, coffee. Wow.
Cool.
Can you imagine
these
the conversation
fun.
With her? It would go like, hi, what's your name? Can I suck your dick? And that would be it. Which, hey, that's cool.
That's all right, yeah.
Let's see. Body type, athletic and toned, which means skinny anorexic whore in English translation. Here's a little about her. Well, I am a blonde bombshell. She's not even really blonde. That's totally fucking dyed, you fake
whore.
Look at
that.
I love to go out and I love to go out and a have. I am
comma?
Into me. Yeah. I am into meeting new people. My favorite place to hang out is Fat Boys. Boom, right there. Serial killers, if you want this chick, just hang out at Fat Boys. Look for the blonde bombshell whore.
Yeah, who's also
an idiot. That
answers
to the name Haley 69.
It's Haley 69, 90 here?
Oh, God. I bet it's 90 because she was born in 1990. I guarantee it.
But she's 21.
Oh, whatever.
So that doesn't work.
I'm a sucker for a good game and maybe a drink. My perfect match would be someone who is into sports and is willing to cuddle up on the couch and watch the game. I think this might be a dude pretending to be a chick to get other dudes.
You think?
I don't know.
That's the most whorish looking guy I've ever seen.
Well, yeah. That's not a chick. That's a dude. Oh, God. Let's do one more here.
Which one?
I don't know which one. I don't know which one. Let's do this one because it's a guy. These are the kind of guys that are on here.
Yeah.
This guy lives here in Montana. His name is Spliff JD. His headline is, I'm a great listener, so now let's talk about you.
Wow.
Complete with mullet and trailer trash wood paneling in the background.
Look at those curtains, too.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Let's see. He says, I am a simple man to please. I am looking for a woman.
Suck my dick and make me dinner.
Exactly. That can suck my dick and make me dinner. I'm looking for a woman that can understand that alone time with each other and by themselves is a good thing for body,
so
mind, and companionship. What a douche. I am more than willing to spend every moment with my other half as long as certain boundaries are not crossed. I will let you know these boundaries after a while of talking and getting to know each other. And if you cross these boundaries, I will break your face with
a
beer bottle.
I will beat you.
Yep. Let's see. Not to sound like a freak or anything, but I'm gonna anyway. I would like to be sure of my match before getting hurt in ways that one shouldn't. Pedo?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm also shy and very polite as a person, parentheses, in my opinion, compared to other people. Even though I am shy, I am not afraid to speak my mind. What a fucking douche.
That guy looks like a creep.
Wow. So that's all the match.com I can tolerate right now.
That's
enough.
Enough.
That's so enough. We're going to make a profile probably sometime this week. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow and we'll see what kind of whores we can lure in for the show. That'll be fun. The next thing before we get out of here, I wanted to talk about did we mention the Dr. Phil thing? We already did, right?
Yeah, we did.
So we're going to do that Friday, and every Friday we'll go through those questions. Now, I was hanging out with Betty One over the weekend when we were watching TV, and she kind of was drunk and talking about some stuff like conspiracy and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
She's under the impression that the economy is in recession right now, which will lead to a big depression like we had back in the 20s.
I can see that.
And pretty much once that happens, because the way people are so accustomed to living now, if that happens so instantly, people would just freak the fuck out and it would be complete and utter chaos.
Yeah, it'd be riots everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And we would have to do without things we're used to. So we got to talking and she proposed to me that we do a little jam hole experiment. Maybe get the listeners in on it. If you guys want to, if not, you know, whatever. I'm going to do it. Brayden's you going to do it?
Does that mean we can't do our show though?
For a week, yeah.
That sucks.
So, okay, basically the bet is I have to go 1 week without using electricity. Now, I can still use the things I already have. Like, I can use my longboard to get to work and back.
Right. That doesn't use
electricity. Well, no, because it was already created. We're not going back to before time. This
right.
is how you would live. We're going to, if something bad happened and we lost all of our electricity, could you survive?
Yeah.
And I told her I totally could. She doesn't think I can because how my life is centered around technology, you know, being
well,
on the
just computers. Because it's convenient.
Right, and I told her, yeah, it's because it's there, and I just do this stuff to kill time till I die. It's not like I have to do it. I'm going to freak out if I don't.
It's just something to fill in the gaps of when you have nothing to do.
She thinks that any of us wouldn't really survive, and I told her, you know, we have guns and shit. We would just, if it came down to it, I would have no problem eating people. I'm a carnivore anyways. I don't eat fruits or vegetables at all. I haven't since I was a little kid.
You don't even eat fruit?
No, none.
Really?
I eat Starburst. And the weird thing is, like, my mom growing up, she's like, if you don't eat this stuff, you're going to get sick all the time. And I never get colds. I've had a flu maybe twice. The worst thing that I've ever had was pneumonia when I was a kid, and that has nothing to do
that
with
happens
that.
Happens to tons of people.
Right, and I mean, I get colds like once every couple years maybe, if that. And when I have them, they're gone in like 2 days. Like, I have the most badass immune system ever, and I think a lot of it's because I was allergic to penicillin when I was a kid, so I didn't get fed that shit.
I'm like, allergic to that too.
Kids
actually.
That were brought up and have that a lot get really bad different viruses and shit because it's immune to the penicillin.
Well, and their immune system's weaker because it hasn't built up to it. So
yeah, exactly. And mine fights stuff shit daily. Plus, you know, I run up and down stairs carrying water and shit. I'm in all right shape. My body can handle that kind of shit. So she thought that I would just completely roll over and die if we lost electricity in the world. And I was like, no fucking way. I'd be up in our 10 acres shooting deer. And then when that was exhausted, because she thinks we would, in a couple years, there would be no more deer, basically. There would just be people, and we would all be fighting to live. So
then
if that happened, we would just start killing people and eating them. I mean, we would survive.
It'd be like, did I see the movie Mad Max?
I've heard of it. I've never actually sat down and watched
it. Really? You should watch it.
I kind of told her that. I was like, I would just get into some Mad Max shit. I would have some badass armor, big old fucking knives, and a badass fucking arsenal of guns. Because
that's kind of what that would be like, is that movie. I mean, it's like a post-apocalyptic future.
Right. And I think for the first few years, it wouldn't be as bad, but then
it get bad
as what we had to use started dwindling away. It would start getting really bad really quick.
Right.
And she's just afraid that, like, because we're so reliant on technology and all this shit, that our whole society would crash.
Our
if we
whole
didn't
society
have it.
Would crash.
Right. So basically, the bet is I have to go a week without electricity. I told her, well, obviously, I have to work. I wouldn't use my car to get to work, but once I was at work, I have to drive the truck, I have to deliver water.
Yeah, that's your job.
I could do it without a phone and stuff like that, but it's shit that makes my job easier. It's not a necessity, but I have to do a good job so I can continue doing my job, you know? So I'm not going to let that interfere with it. From the time I wake up until I get to work, no electricity, which means, I don't know, no shower. I don't know, though. We would have to lay down the rules, and I think before she leaves, we're going to have her on the show here to make the bet official and stuff, and we'll lay down all the ground rules. But it's just something I want you guys to start thinking about. Would you be able to survive in a world with no electricity? Write us in info@thejamhole.com. Let us know what you think.
Or leave us a comment on this episode.
Right, on this episode, because this is what we're talking about. So, you got anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, like I said earlier, we're going to start a campaign to spread the word of the Jam Hole, calling these other podcasts voicemail line, leaving them a message. It doesn't matter what you say, as long as thejamhole.com is in there. You guys have the numbers. I set them at the beginning of the show. I'll put them on the show notes also so you guys can get them there. Again, we are up on Podcast Alley number 19 in comedy. So if you guys haven't voted for the month of April, get your asses over there now. It is the easiest free way to help support the show. And if you guys like it, you know, support us. We're not asking for money yet or any of that shit.
Yet.
We just want you guys to do these little things that we get a kick out of. Because, you know, we're in Montana. We're in Kalispell, this tiny fucking place. This shit is cool to us.
Yeah, it's
you
fun
know?
To do.
It's cool hearing us and seeing us on places because this is something we made, you know? Who would have thought? 20 fucking 3 episodes.
Yeah, I never would have guessed.
I know, dude. We're there. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we do this little thing called the Jam Hole. Email info@thejamhole.com if you ever need to say anything at all to either of us, have any questions, we are more than happy to help you. Thejamhole.com is our website. You can subscribe with iTunes, dig us on dig.com, vote on Podcast Alley, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. I believe that's it.
That's it.
Jam again. We'll be right back.
Thank you.